I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, to the world, he was a civil rights icon. At home, a predator. We'll bring you the story of how a courageous young woman fought back. But first, more on politics in the U.S. Barack Obama's historic rise to become the Democratic presidential candidate made headlines not only within the U.S., but around the world. So as we like to do from time to time, we're going to check in with some reporters from the international media to find out what the rest of the world is saying about this historic race for the White House. Joining us in our studio here in Washington are Jesus Esquivel of Mexico's Proceso magazine and Constance Ikoku from Nigeria's This Day newspaper. Welcome to you both. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for the invitation.
You're welcome.
Constance, let's start with you. How closely do you think Nigerians are following the U.S. presidential elections? And how big of a story was Mr. Obama's capturing enough delegates to win the nomination?
Oh, my goodness. It's such a huge story. You wouldn't believe it. Last week, we used it as our cover story on Saturday. I hear people here in the U.S. saying, the Democrats are energized. In Nigeria, people are energized. They're very excited. They're following very closely. I got so many calls, so many emails saying, is this really happening? What is this we hear about in America? Please tell us more about it. Is it true? You know, people
really?
Are so excited.
What do you think accounts for that excitement?
I think people are fascinated that, you know, he is first generation. I mean, his father is from Africa. So people are excited that, you know, he could, you know, come in and become the Democratic nominee. There were debates before this whether he could actually win the nomination. There were op-ed articles, people almost fighting each other, saying he's not going nowhere. Some saying he's going somewhere. You know, people were, you know, sort of excited about what is happening. And I think also they think it speaks to the American democracy. It speaks to the American dream. People say, you know, if this is happening, that means democracy is working.
That's amazing. Jesus, you know, you visited with us before, and you told us that people in Mexico were more familiar with Senator Clinton. What about now? Are Mexicans more engaged with or aware of the senator from Illinois?
Surprise. Basically surprise, because telling you the truth, in Mexico, the people was kind of worried that the Americans won't let an African-American to be a presidential candidate. There is also a lot of stories in the newspapers, believe me, after he won the nomination, that he probably will be killed.
Really?
The suspicion. Yeah, yeah.
Based on what?
Based on that, they believe that the white population in the U.S. are not going to, or are not ready for an African-American president. And they believe in Mexico that Obama could win easily the presidency.
You know, we've had conversations about race in Mexico and how race plays in Mexico. How do you think, and obviously it's a very complex topic, but how do you think the race dynamic is playing in Mexico? Is there any uneasiness about having a person of African descent in the position in the U.S.? Or?
No, actually not. You know, I think they were more anxious to see if he can change the U.S. policy of the last 8 years. We are expecting to have something from the White House that will say, Latin America, we are here. Now we are going to focus a little bit more on what's going on in this hemisphere. And the Hispanic population, the Mexican population in the U.S., they are different than the Mexicans living in Mexico, especially the guys who can have the right to vote in the U.S. It's going to be tough for Obama to sell his candidacy to the Hispanic population.
Why so?
They are kind of racist. It's true. I just come back from Miami, and I was talking to Puerto Ricans and Cubans and Mexicans, and they basically were saying, even we don't like the Republican Party, we are going to vote for McCain because we don't want to have an African-American on the White House.
Okay. Constance, what about you? How the issue of race, of course, is one that's discussed. And I don't mean to just say okay, like that's okay. Like I am understanding the import of what you said, but I don't really know what else there is to say about that. If that's how people feel, that's how they feel. Constance, I wanted to ask you how the issue of race is being discussed in Nigeria, because obviously there's colonial history and then there's American sort of racial history, and the two are not the same. How is it being talked about?
Yeah, I mean, it's an issue that is being debated back home. People believe that he stands very good chances. He has very good chances of winning. They don't think that there wouldn't be challenges. they are aware that, you know, it's going to be difficult given the history of America. You know, this is the first time this kind of thing is happening. So there will be roadblocks, you know, there will be tough times, you know. But they still believe if he had won the nomination, at this point, they sort of think, you know, something could happen and, you know, it would be a long road, a tough road. I've also seen people saying that if Hillary Clinton supports Obama, if they work together and if they campaign together and he campaigns hard for him, he could be on his way to the White House. So, yeah, they are aware that race is an issue, but they think that at this point in time, he could actually become the president.
If you're just joining us, I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News, and we're talking with two members of the international press about U.S. presidential elections. Let's talk about John McCain for a minute. He hasn't been as visible lately because he wrapped up his nomination fight early. But Jesus, what have you been writing about him?
McCain trying to how he can be different than President Bush. Latin America and Mexico especially are expecting to have some political platform by the Republicans to see how they can renew the relation with Mexico and Latin America. And McCain knows very well Mexico. He has been always a very good friend of the Mexican government, has always been involved in immigration, narcotrafficking, all issues that affect the relationship. So basically, the main idea of the Mexican media, not just my magazine, is how he can be different, how he can offer different ideas than the Republican, traditional ideas of the Republican Party.
How's each of these candidates, McCain and Obama, yet, they've been so preoccupied with domestic American politics, obviously the economy, and of course the key foreign policy challenge being Iraq, Afghanistan, and the way forward in the Middle East. Have they said anything about sort of bilateral relations with the U.S. and Mexico or regional relations that has that is resonating now?
Yeah, both. Senator Obama did that when he was in Florida, when he spoke to the Cuban American National Foundation. He set up his Latin American agenda, and it was so hopeful for, at least for in the case of the Mexican government. So we are expecting if it will become truth if he won the presidency, or it's just words. You know, remember President Bush when he won the White House, he was saying Latin American was the more important relation with the U.S., and it was a big lie.
Or it changed. Or it changed. So you're really hoping for more attention from either of these candidates.
Yeah, they have to do something, especially with Mexico, not just because the immigration problem, but as we were talking before the problem, we share a long border. And the narco-traffickers are now operating in both sides of the border. So it's very tough for the Mexicans only to deal with killing of people every day and the U.S. saying nothing or doing nothing about it.
Mm-hmm. Constance, what about you? Has either of these candidates had a message for Africa in general, Nigeria in particular, that is resonating?
I'm not very sure. And I must say that people are not very much interested in McCain's candidacy. Or let me put it this way. It hasn't generated as much interest as that of Obama. You know, for people, Obama's candidacy is very symbolic. You know, even when they haven't talked much about issues with Africa, people are not looking to get all their problems solved if Obama becomes the president. But for them, you know, it's just the fact that a black man has a chance of becoming the president in the most powerful country in the world. You know, so even the convention, you know, coming up in August, most editors are looking at, you know, sending their reporters to the Democratic convention, not even the Republican convention. Yes, you know.
Oh my goodness, there are going to be some hurt feelings there. My goodness, at least it'll be easier to get a restaurant reservation.
Yes,
being very selfish about it. Does President Bush have any coattails for Mr. McCain in Africa, though? Because I mean, President Bush, remember, he spent quite a bit of time. He spent quite a bit of time on AIDS policy. He's made two trips to the continent. Does he have any coattails that will benefit Mr. McCain?
I'm not sure about that. Well, he's done well in a couple of on a couple of issues, you know, HIV, AIDS, and some other issues in Africa. He's traveled to Africa. You know, his wife also has traveled to Africa. So the impression is that that could be continued under another Republican presidency if, you know, they win the nomination. You know, but I haven't seen McCain talk much about Africa. You know, he's talked more about the Middle East, the war in Iraq, you know, the issue of Iran, you know, and oil in Saudi Arabia, you know. So we are not looking at, you know, a Republican presidency that would be focused on Africa, you know.
Mm-hmm. So what are you working on now, very briefly?
Yesterday, actually, I wrote another story saying, you know, the general election kicks off now that Clinton has, you know, bowed out of the race. You know, so I, you know, we're going to continue covering, you know, whatever McCain says, whatever Obama says, you know, how it's going to turn and how they're going to carve the general election message. You know, it's an issue that is going to be on the front burner all through to November.
Okay. You're going to be busy. Jesus, what are you working on?
Obama, his policies on Latin America lately, because he set up an agenda on Florida in terms of how to deal with energy, the food crisis in Latin America, and the narcotics. So this week I'm going to be writing a story about what he said and what really he can do to help Mexico and Latin America on these issues. But let me tell you this, he is the candidate of the Mexican media, Obama. Believe me, the day he won the delegates to get the nomination, his picture in the Mexican newspapers was half of the front page.
Really? All right. Well, you'll be busy too. Keep us posted. Okay. Jesus Esquivel is the Washington correspondent for Mexico's Proceso weekly political magazine. Constance Ikoku is the Washington bureau chief for Nigeria's This Day newspaper. They were both kind enough to join me in the studio in Washington. Thank you both so much for
coming.
You're
welcome. Thank you.